the proposed legislation seeks to amend some sections of the Malawi Constitution by limiting the maximum age to 8 years for those aspiring for the office of the President, Vice President, and a Member of Parliament. In a motion, lawmaker Welani Chilenga says these positions are supposed to be occupied by energetic people for meaningful and maximum productivity. He has long been against the move by DPP President Peter Mutharika, who is now 84, to contest in next year's election, saying he is too old for the position. However, pandemonium started when the lawmaker Samir Suleiman, who has also long opposed the move, approached Welani Chilenga Wednesday, asking him to consider withdrawing the bill. But this did not please another DPP lawmaker, Mark Bodman, who asked Suleiman to let Chilenga proceed with the bill, resulting in a bitter exchange of words between the two. A physical altercation between Bodman and Suleiman forced a second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Aisha Mambo Adams, to suspend proceedings for 20 minutes. Suleiman explained his position on the matter.
I don't want to be part of formulating a bill that will be targeting a certain person or an individual. That's not how I was taught my politics.
Shadrick Namalomba is the spokesperson for the DPP. He says the bill is unconstitutional.
We don't want a situation where a bill comes here, it targets a few individuals against others, and hoping that all the members here will support that bill, and hoping that the president of this nation will accent to that bill.
Namalomba said the bill targets Peter Mutharika, a former Malawian leader who at 84 years old has expressed his intention to run in the upcoming elections. However, Chilenga denies this, saying the law would apply to anyone above 8 years of age. Richard Chimwendo Banda is leader for business in Malawi Parliament. He says the pandemonium which erupted in Parliament is regrettable.
What has happened in the House today is very shameful. It's very, very unfortunate. Because as honorable members, we're supposed to display character. That shows that we are honorable. And even the way we save our people, we should show indeed that we are honorable and Malawians can trust us. And I apologize on behalf of all members of Parliament.
As a result, Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Mambo Adams, suspended Suleiman from attending the Parliament deliberations for a one full meeting, while Bodoman was given a 2-day suspension. For VOA Africa, I am Lamik Masinam in Blantyre.